Morning Prayer from the Daily Offices of the Assyrian Church of the East.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, forever.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us the bread of our need this day, and forgive us our debts, as we forgave our debtors. And lead us not into trials, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Psalm 100, a prayer giving praise to God for his goodness. Glorify the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with praise. Know that he is the Lord our God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Psalm 113, a prayer praising the greatness of God who saves us. Praise, O you servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever, forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is great. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like to the Lord our God, who dwells on high, and beholds the things that are in the deep, in heaven, and in the earth. He raises up the poor out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes of the people. He makes the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children.
Psalm 148. A prayer praising God on behalf of the greatness of his glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts. Praise him sun and moon, praise him all stars and light. Praise him heavens of heavens, and waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he spoke and they were made. He commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great serpents and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and ice, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both boys and maidens, old men and young men, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is on earth and in heaven. He also exalts the horn of his people and praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him.
Psalm 1, counsel and exhortation on living a pious life. Blessed is the man who walks not in the way of the ungodly, nor abides by the counsel of sinners, nor sits in the company of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by a stream of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves fall not off, and whatsoever he begins, he accomplishes. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not be justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to thee, O God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. You, O Lord of all, we confess, and you, Jesus Christ, we glorify, for you are the one who resurrects our bodies, and you are the Savior of our souls.
O Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice, and in the morning will I prepare myself and see you.
You, O Lord of all, we confess, and you, Jesus Christ, we glorify, for you are the one who resurrects our bodies, and you are the Savior of our souls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. You, O Lord of all, we confess, and you, Jesus Christ, we glorify, for you are the one who resurrects our bodies, and you are the Savior of our souls.
Psalm 51, a prayer for forgiveness and mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my sins. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins are ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight. For thou wilt be justified in thy words, and triumphant in thy judgments. For behold, I was formed in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth, and the hidden things of thy wisdom thou hast made known to me. Sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me with it, and I shall be whiter than snow. Satisfy me with thy joy and gladness, that my humbled bones may rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. But restore me to thy joy and thy salvation, and uphold me with thy glorious spirit, that I may teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from bloodshedding, O God, thou God of my righteousness, and my tongue shall praise thy righteousness. Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a meek spirit, a contrite heart God wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness and with whole burnt offerings. Then shall they bring offerings upon thine altar.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
To thee be glory, O our God, and to thee be praise, O our Maker. We bless thee, who didst form us, O compassionate Lord, O merciful God, O pitiful Creator, O Savior, who dost preserve us. Who dost help and aid us, we worship thee, O our Lord. For thou art long-suffering, and thy loving-kindness is great. O merciful One, pity us and have mercy upon us. Turn to us in the multitude of thy mercies, O our confident hope and strong refuge. O Lord, our God, make thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O thou who receive the penitent in mercy, receive our prayer and service. O thou who hearest the voice of thy worshippers, let our request come before thee and have mercy upon us. O thou who forgives the trespasses of mortals in thy compassion, O thou who pardonest the sins of the sons of man in thy loving kindness, pardon our many sins and have mercy upon us. O thou who pardonest the sins of the sons of men, in thy loving kindness, pardon our many sins, and have mercy upon us. O good hope of the sons of men, give us peace and tranquility, that we may confess thy Trinity, O Lord of all, forever. Amen. Holy God, Holy Almighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Holy God, Holy Almighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy upon us.
From everlasting and to everlasting, Amen and Amen.
Holy God, Holy Almighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy upon us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven so on earth. Give us the bread for our need this day, and forgive us our debts as we forgave our debtors. And lead us not into trials, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
By the prayer of the Blessed One, may peace reign in creation. And by the request of the Virgin, may the children of the Church be protected. And may we, who have taken refuge in the prayer of the Blessed Mary, the Holy Virgin, Mother of Jesus, our Saviour, be protected from the evil one and be able to overcome all of his deceitfulness. And on that great day of judgment, when the dead rise from their graves and the good are separated from the wicked, may we be made worthy to have joy along with her in the kingdom of God and to sing praises to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. In the truth which is undivided, We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, the firstborn of all creatures, who was begotten of his Father before all worlds and not made, true God of true God, of one essence with his Father, by whom the worlds were fashioned and everything was made, who for us men and for our salvation descended from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit, and became man, and was conceived and born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered and was crucified in the days of Pontius Pilate, and was buried and rose on the third day, as it is written, and ascended into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of his Father, and he shall come again to judge the dead and the living. And in one Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, the life-giving Spirit, and in one holy apostolic and Catholic Church, and we confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of our bodies and life forever and ever. Amen.
At this time, we encourage you to continue to pray silently in your heart. May God hear and be appeased with our prayers. Amen.